A proposal to prevent Nebraska prison workers from having to work multiple 16-hour shifts every week risks creating a public safety disaster, Corrections Director Scott Frakes said Monday. A proposal to allow nearly 30% interest on installment loans got sidetracked, and a bill to make public bodies hold a special hearing when they want to increase taxes is moving ahead. Lincoln Senator Anna Wishart is sponsoring a proposal to limit mandatory overtime to 12 hours in the state's prisons and regional centers. Wishart said she got the idea when she was going door to door in her district where many prison workers live.
It is something that's burned into my mind. I would knock on people's doors and end up waking them up. They were correctional officers, and they would come to the door, and I have never seen people look so tired in my life.
Carla Jorgens, a 21-year veteran of the Department of Correctional Services, described a dire situation at the Nebraska State Penitentiary.
At NSP, the line staff that are being hit with mandatory 16-hour shifts are now refusing to work them. Staff that have worked 2 to 3 double shifts a week are being hit for a fourth and a fifth. Employees are being told that there is no one to relieve them. They're getting up and they're abandoning their posts. They're walking off the job.
Corrections Director Scott Frakes opposed Wishart's bill, predicting it could lead to a public safety disaster.
It would throw the system into a state of chaos, fueled by understaffing. We would have to put some facilities on lockdown just to maintain order and safety. There would be no way to maintain the internal or external safety of the system without relying on other resources to provide personnel. For instance, utilizing the State Patrol, local law enforcement, or the National Guard.
Frakes offered a practical example of what would happen if mandatory overtime were limited to 12 hours and a sudden need for someone to fill in comes up.
The vacancy occurs at 2 o'clock. The shift needs to be filled until 10 o'clock. It is a mandatory post to safely operate the prison. So this person can only stay until 6 o'clock. Now then, where do I get the person to fill it in?
Senator Steve Lathrop said the proposal's designed to push the Ricketts administration to offer corrections workers more pay in current contract negotiations to increase recruitment and retention. Security staff had a turnover rate of more than 30% last year. State negotiator William Wood said negotiations over mandatory overtime have reached an impasse. The current contract expires June 30th. In debate by the full legislature Monday, senators considered a proposal to let companies charge up to 29% interest on installment loans. They're currently allowed to charge up to 25% on the first $1,000 and 21% after that. Omaha Senator Brett Lindstrom, sponsor of the bill, said it's needed because installment loan companies like OneMain Financial, with offices around the state, are being undercut by unregulated online companies that charge even more, up to 36%. Senator Matt Williams of Gothenburg said the proposal would help keep loans available to people whose credit isn't good enough for bank loans.
The example I would throw out is the single mom working a job that has her furnace go out and needs $4,000 or $5,000 worth of furnace repair or a new furnace. And because of her situation, she does not qualify or does not have the availability at a bank. She has exhausted friends and family, and yet she needs heat in her house.
But Omaha Senator Megan Hunt said the bill was the wrong way to go about helping.
I hear a lot of people on the floor who all of a sudden really want to help single mothers and really want to help people in poverty. And we think that the brilliant way that we're going to do this is to allow people to borrow at a 29% interest rate. And the people I talk to in my community, the people from my district, it's not going to help them to be able to go deeper and deeper into debt.
After about an hour of debate, with opposition continuing, Lindstrom asked to put a hold on the bill to give him time to negotiate with opponents. And lawmakers took a step toward requiring local governments to hold a special public hearing if they want to collect more in property taxes than they did the previous year. Property taxes are calculated by applying a levy or percentage to a property's value. If property values go up, local governments can collect more simply by holding the levy the same or even cutting it. Elkhorn Senator Lou Anne Linehan said that can confuse voters.
I would just ask to think about how fair it is to people when they can't understand when they read in the paper the rate has been cut and yet when they get their property tax statement, their taxes have gone up. It's very confusing, and I think this just makes it much clearer. It gives people an opportunity to come and talk about their taxes.
Senator Mark Coulterman of Seward called the bill unnecessary.
I don't see the value of this bill. I think there's a lot of redundancy that's being accomplished by putting this bill into place. I've served on public boards. Everybody that serves on a public board knows that if valuations go up and you leave the levy the same, there's going to be a tax increase. The only thing this does is it makes you sign off and have another hearing that says there is a tax increase.
Linehan's bill got first-round approval on a vote of 35-2. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.